So real quick, I'm aware of the time. We don't have a clock, but I'm aware. The next call on my cell phone will be Bendu. What time are y'all coming back? 3 o'clock. No, I'm only kidding. No, I'm teasing. Take out your Bibles real fast, and we are going to go right to God's Word. Because you might say, what is all the excitement about? And it's about there has been a great change. Jesus has saved us and given us his Holy Spirit. So we're going to jump right on in. And Sam, just take us down, if you would, my brother. What we want to talk about this morning very quickly, and I want you guys to get this idea, right? So what's the big deal about the Holy Spirit and his indwelling of us? And I want to take a minute. Let's just listen and find out just what kind of game changer he is. And I want you to get this thought in your mind. The Holy Spirit changes the game on multiple levels. He's not just a singular thing, but he changes everything. So we're going to quickly go to the text. Get a hold of this in your heart. Here's what all the excitement's about. The Holy Spirit has made all of us, from wherever we came from, whoever we are, whatever we've done, he's made us eternally free from the law of sin and death. And he has given us spiritual life, and he's given us power to live that life, and we certainly could use a dose of that. What do you think? Amen. So we're going to jump right on in. We're not going to cover all the points today, but there's this amazing declaration. Go with me to Romans chapter 8, verse 1. This amazing declaration is made by the Apostle Paul. And the first thing I just want to establish is I want to make a connection with you this morning. Okay? Here's a connection. And it goes back to our points of a couple weeks ago, last week as well. And here's what Paul said. Paul said this, and by the way, can you relate to this problem? He says, I find then a law that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good, for I delight in the law of God according to my inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. Now, I don't know about you guys. Anybody have a war going on in you? Amen? Can I get an amen on that? Yes, right? Like, you know, if you live life on this earth, not even for very long, you feel the war. Right? You want to do the right thing. Yes, sometimes you want to give somebody a little bit of that, right? You know, and all other things. We suffer with sin on all kinds of fronts, right? And here's the issue, right? Our sin nature has a fundamental pattern of oppression that must be changed to set us free. We know it. We feel it. Christ delivers us, and he sets us free through the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is this person who indwells you. You might say, that's kind of hard to understand. Literally, God, when you are born again, God breathes his Holy Spirit into you. And that Holy Spirit works in your heart. He works in your conscience. He brings scripture to your mind. He does all these things. He convicts of sin. And he doesn't leave us the way that we are. And everybody look up for a second. Could you imagine all of us coming from all these places with all the baggage and all the stuff that we have if God left us like we were? Yeah, I say this a lot. I'm so glad you guys are saved. And you ought to be glad I am too, right? Right, praise God. Praise God. That's what the Holy Spirit does. And we're going to just shoot right on down to the next point, right? Here's the cry. I want you guys, this is what the excitement's all about. Here's the cry. He says this. He says, there is therefore, based on all that he said, and by the way, here's a couple of things he said. He said that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And by the way, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who seeks after God. That there is nobody here that's just so wonderful without Jesus. You fake it pretty good. So do I at times. But it doesn't last. Right? It doesn't last. So he says this phrase. He says, there is therefore now no condemnation. I want you to get this in your mind. Write down this word, condemnation. The idea of that word is the penalty for our rebellion against God and our sin in our thoughts, in our acts, in our words, that penalty, right, is gone. And that's what Jesus has done. He says there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Everybody look up. Get this in your mind. You know, we're all in something. We're in ourselves. We're into our father, the devil, you know, before we follow Christ. But when we're in Christ, condemnation is erased. Penalties are erased. The idea of condemnation, by the way, isn't just, you know, it's a decree that you're guilty. But the penalty rests on you. And Jesus has freed us from that thing. And look what he says here. He says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Jesus Christ has made me free from the law of sin and death. And I want you guys to get this in your mind. The law, right, Mosaic law, God gave it to the nation of Israel to help them to show that they're a people of God. It's a guideline. Can any of us be found to be righteous by the law? Has anyone ever successfully kept that? And by the way, even if you have in action, you and I certainly have not in thought. Imagine just for a second, we saw some great videos. Imagine if the next video is your thoughts. Wouldn't it be eye-opening? Be like, dang, Pastor Gary, think that? You know, right? That's kind of what happens. And, you know, I'll share with you when thinking about condemnation. There is nothing I have. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6, it says, our righteousness is like filthy rags. Isn't it true? You know, I can't help but sin. How about you guys? I want to share yesterday real fast. We took a church trip yesterday. We took our Awana students down to Ocean City. By the way, it was an awesome day, beautiful day. We had 17 students, by the way, that finished their Awana book this year, right? Amen, right? Amen to that. But guess what? So one of the first things we did, we got there. Anybody ever ride a Surrey on Ocean City's boardwalk? You guys got to do it, right? But here's the deal. Don't do what I did. You got to follow the rules. And by the way, Pastor Ansu and my wife, they were in the same Surrey as me. It's kind of funny, by the way. These Surreys, right, they have multiple steering wheels. Only the one on the driver's side works. So even though I went to blame Pastor Ansu, Jane, whoever else was in our car, Verna, but guess what? It was all on me, right? I have to make a confession, I thought this might be true, but we didn't know. The first thing we did when we got in our Surrey was we rode it up the ramp to the boardwalk. On the way back, they said, you're not supposed to do that. Then, right, and by the way, this is our life, right? I can't help but sin, but praise God, I'm not condemned anymore, right? The next thing that we did, we were driving up and down the boardwalk. By the way, some people, they stopped and had donuts. We rode the whole way, right? We rode the whole way. And we rode on places of boardwalk I had never been on before with a bike or anything else. So we are riding down past the boardwalk, and all of a sudden, all these elderly people are saying, you guys can't go this far. We were all the way as far as you can go when you weren't supposed to go that far. We were all the way down. So one guy said to us, he said, you guys are going to get a ticket. Now, I've got a ticket in my car, but I've never got a ticket on a Surrey. And then he smiled and he just laughed. Thank God. But here we are, the pastors, on a church trip, and we can't help but sin. By the way, we didn't get a ticket. We got all the way back. No one was injured. And I don't think anyone saw who we were. At one point, we were saying, FBC, FBC, FBC. And someone said, you weren't doing that when you were down there. We said, no, we weren't doing that.
Ticket's going to get you in the mail.
Yeah. I hope they didn't have cameras, right? Cameras. But as we say all that, and that's kind of a funny way to describe it, but it's true. Don't you guys, you sin and you don't even try. right? But why we're so excited today is that Jesus Christ came. And we, when we're in him, there is now, therefore, no condemnation. Even when I try to do right, I can't. And praise God, God forgives all of our sins. He forgives all of our sins. And that's kind of this exclamation that Paul makes. Not because we keep the law so good, because we don't. But because Jesus died and rose again, and we are in him by faith in Jesus Christ. And by the way, look at verse 2. It just says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. And go down to the next slide, Sam, if you would, real quick. The law could not help any person overcome sin or escape its penalty. Christ paid the penalty. The Spirit gives us the power to defeat sin and live in holiness and righteousness unto God. And today, Pentecost Sunday is all about the Spirit. You know what? The Spirit is the one who came in and gives us life. It says this in Titus chapter 3, verse 5. It says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration. He's given us a new life. And what? The renewing of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit that we celebrate today, he's the one that gave us life. And he's the one that stays with us in this life to give us the power to overcome everything. Our sin, our problems, our anger. Wherever you came from, whatever baggage you have and I have, the Holy Spirit changes the game. First, he gives us life, then he gives us power. And I want to throw this out. You know what? This is the application. We're not going to go all the way through it. You know what the application is we got to do? We need to yield, we need to grow, and we need to feed God's Holy Spirit by spending time in God's Word so that his power in our life is magnified and will give us the ability to overcome whatever issues we have. You know, whether it be our pride, our baggage. You know what? People can say, well, you're a murderer, you're this, you're that, you're all these things, and so am I. But you know what? I'm not condemned anymore. And that's why we can praise Jesus' name in every language. From sign language to Spanish to Portuguese to Kisi to every other language, Creole, French, every other language that we could think of, we can praise God because he has given us life and he's given us power to live that life out that we can bless others, praise God, and make a difference on this earth. And you know what? What we see here today, this is not normal. Pastor Anselm, we're sitting there in the front, in the very beginning, he goes, isn't God amazing? Isn't God amazing that he can bring all of us together with all of our stuff and unite us as one in Jesus Christ? Amazing. An amazing declaration. And I want to encourage you, I want to challenge you today. By the way, the application was this. First thing you got to do, you know what? We got to choose. And if you don't know Jesus Christ, you're probably saying, boy, these people are crazy at 216 Sunset Road. If you don't know Jesus Christ, choose him because he's going to change everything. Amen. He's going to give you life and he's going to give you power. Walk in the power of God's Holy Spirit. If you sense, if God brings scripture to your mind about what to do or what not to do, obey that. Grow in God's grace. Grow in God's knowledge. Here's a hard one. Yield. How many people ever ran a yield sign? You know, spiritually, we run it every single day. All y'all would not have a driver's license anymore. Right? If God was a traffic cop, you would have no license. Right? And me too, right? Because the Holy Spirit's like, nope, don't do it. Don't do it. Right on through, baby. Right? And sometimes we pretend not to hear it. We quench the Spirit. We do those things. But we got to yield to God's Spirit because He's the power to get us on the right track. And you know what? If we do those things, God says we're going to win. He's going to win. He's going to be blessed and praised. The world is going to be changed. People are going to meet God like we did and find out that there really is life and there really is hope and there really is power. And that's why we celebrate Pentecost Sunday today. We're going to ask our deacons to come because, you know, the church that God gave and God put together and God made, He gave us a thing called an ordinance. It's called the Lord's Table, communion, in which we celebrate together the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So if you did not get your elements this morning, just put your hand up. The deacons are, Gordon's going back to grab elements. I need one. And we're going to make sure you get the elements, the bread and the cup, which symbolizes the broken body and shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're getting those elements there. They're coming. Here we go. By the way, don't feel bad. I don't have the elements either. I've been a mess since yesterday. See that? My brother taking care of me. Thank you, my brother. Keep your hand up if you didn't get the elements this morning, right? Anybody else need one? Need the elements? You're a believer in Christ and you want to just fellowship and partake together, just raise your hand. Take your Bible real fast as you have a minute here. Go to Revelation chapter 5. And I read, beginning in verse 8, it says, "Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints, and they sang a new song. 'You are worthy to take the scroll, to open its seals, for you were slain, and you have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth.' And then I looked and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne and the living creatures and the elders, and the numbers of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, 'Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing.'" That Lamb was Jesus Christ. Some of those thousands and ten thousands are going to be us. And today we want to commemorate that thought. My brother Dennis Rothwell is going to pray for the bread before we partake together, as we recognize that that represents the broken body of Jesus Christ that paid the penalty for our sins.
Before I pray, I just want to say something. As I was doing reading my devotion this morning, I thought, what would I be saying today as I stand before you? The Holy Spirit touched me and reminded me that often I think of Jesus dying on the cross, nail-pierced hands, thorn on his head, lashings on his body, and I think, oh, the pain he must have suffered. But the Holy Spirit reminded me, the whole purpose of that was he died on the cross for my sins. The suffering that he endured was the sin of not only my sin and your sin, but of the whole world. So I wanted to share that with you, that the focus is really on Jesus dying on the cross for our sins. Amen. Father God, I thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to Amen. Die on the cross, giving him the power to do what I was unable to do. And I thank you for that, Lord. And I just give all praise and honor to you,
Amen.
Not only for this day, but all that you do for me, all that you do for this church, all that you do for this world. And I thank you, Lord, for allowing me the opportunity to be a part of your family. All these things I ask, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Take out the bread portion of the elements this morning. That bread represents Jesus' body. There is no greater life that one might lay down his life for his friends. God laid down his life through Jesus that we might have no condemnation. Let's partake together as we remember that.
Can you hear me?
Can you put the volume on?
All right, praise the Lord. Here we go.
Amen.
And as we continue, you know, this verse just popped to my mind, and from Psalm 106, verses 1 and 2, David says, he said, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, Amen. For his mercy endures forever." Amen. And this is the one that really caught my heart, right? Verse 2, he says, "Who can alter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can declare all his praise?" Think about what Christ did for us on Calvary, right? Sharing his blood, as Pastor Gary quoted earlier. Greater love has no man, right, than for a man to lay down his life. That's a mighty act that Christ did for us. And as we partake and celebrate our redemption through his blood, it's something that we can not underestimate, is something that we cannot overlook, but be grateful that God loved his Son so dearly and was willing to allow his Son to share his blood for sinful men like me, Amen. Sinful beings like us, and that we now have redemption freedom through the blood of Jesus. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
I'll ask my dear brother John to just pray for the element of the wine.
I'm going to pray in Yoruba this morning. That is from Nigeria. Let us pray. Ni oruko Jesu. Ni agbara je Jesu. Baba ati Olorun wa alayo yin logo. Adupe lowo yin fun ore ofe fun abo yin. Adupe fun eje yin eti eta sile. Loro gi agbelebo tori ti wa. Nje be ase wa pejo ni osan yi. Eni ki a se leyi ni iranti yin. Nje abo yin o le ko pelu wa. Gbogbo ti a se ni wa ti o wo yi ni ko Jesu ule ma wa pelu wa je bi e se kun wa lori agbelebo e se wa ni ko Jesu a dariji wa je ba se ma lo oluwa ke se anu fun wa ki e gbo adura wa ni oruko Jesu Christi oluwa wa amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, John. Let us all drink together.